You're listening to Steve Bertrand on Books. With the release of Harper Lee's novel, Go Set a Watchman, thought it might be nice to revisit an interview with Marya Mills. Her book, The Mockingbird Next Door, from last year, detailed her time getting to know Harper Lee and her elder sister, Alice. We talked just after Alice's death. Marya Mills, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, Harper Lee, or Nell as she's known, called Alice Lee Atticus Finch in a skirt. Tell me why that fits.
Well, you know, their father, A.C. Lee, whom both Alice and her sister, Nell Harper Lee, admired, spoke of so fondly, even in their later years when I knew them, was the inspiration for Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird, a well-loved character, I think, by so many people. And like their father, who served as inspiration for Atticus, Alice was a very quiet, steadfast, principled attorney in small-town Alabama. And I often think that Nell Harper made the life of someone like that famous the world over through her book. And Alice lived it. It's part of what was so interesting about the two of them as sisters.
So Alice went on to sort of live the character after the character was created.
Well, their father, A.C. Lee, did serve as inspiration for Atticus Finch. Atticus Finch, like their father, was, as people know, an attorney, a quiet man of principle, involved in his community, the Methodist Church. All of that, of course, is something that they knew from their father. And I remember Alice Lee telling me early on that she adored her father, wanted to be just like him. And he passed the torch, essentially, to her, I would say, in terms of she continued to practice law. After his death, she continued to practice law for many years, was involved in the Methodist Church, as he was in that area. A voracious reader, that was a trait in the Lee family. And very much someone who quietly and behind the scenes was a source of advice and guidance to a lot of people.
You said in an interview just after she died that you would like to attend the service, as you said, if you were allowed. And I'm wondering if you did attend or if you were not allowed or how that worked.
Well, I had hoped to attend and honor her in whatever way worked best. But I didn't want to be a distraction, so spoke with people there, but got word that there probably would be press at the service and didn't want to be a distraction, so instead had a private remembrance. She was so special in the lives of generations of people in Monroeville, certainly in my life. And one of the things that I've wanted people to know about her that I think people don't necessarily when they read about how accomplished she was as an attorney and what a proper woman she was in many ways, wore a suit every day of the year, was also what a sparkle she had in her eye. There was a sense of fun there and one that she shared with her sister Nell Harper. That was one of the reasons it was such a delight to spend time with both of them. They did a lot of laughing, and I think they both had such an appreciation for the characters they knew growing up in that small town, for example, and the family stories. That sparkle in the eye was there. I found myself when I was writing my book looking for a synonym, more often than not, for twinkle in the eye, sparkle in the eye. That was for me one of the really striking things about.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Most remarkable woman.
I like that you bring that up because you certainly conveyed it. Because when I think of her, I think of that sparkle. So you must have used the correct words at one time or another. She sort of came. I mean, there was controversy when this book came out because you said it was done with Nell's cooperation, and Nell later said it wasn't. Alice sort of came to your defense, didn't she?
They were so remarkably generous with their time and their insight. When I lived in Alabama, I rented with their blessing the home next to theirs on a quiet street in Monroeville for 18 months, beginning in the fall of 2004. And they were very helpful. There were things that, for example, Mel would say she wanted off the record, and I certainly respected that. And you're right, when a statement attributed to Nell Harper Lee was released regarding my book, Alice issued a statement of her own confirming their participation, and she was the keeper of the family history, I would say, for the Lees, and really, as somebody who was 15 years older than Nell Harper, in some ways as much mother as sister, had such an interesting perspective on, for example, Harper Lee's own girlhood, which I think is of interest to people because of Scout in the novel, for example. And with the age difference, of course, had memories from an adult perspective of Harper Lee's own growing up and insights into their family and this environment that produced such a remarkable author and novel.
I want to ask you one more, though, about the... I mean, were you expecting the pushback that you got from this book?
The pushback... The pushback from...
Well, the statement from Nell Harper that she didn't quite... I mean, it almost seems to me like it would be only natural that there would be controversy once this book came out, that Nell Harper would distance herself.
Oh, well, you know, unfortunately, she had a serious stroke in 2007. That was the year following when I lived in Monroeville. And I knew from Alice that those affairs were maybe being handled by a number of people and that I should just stick to the wishes that she and Alice had expressed to me. And you're right, she was steadfast in making clear what their participation had been. She was someone who I always thought maybe could have written a book herself about all of those experiences. She was a good writer in her own right and had such a remarkable memory for a lot of things. Wonderful storyteller. And I asked her once why she hadn't done that or if she hadn't thought about doing it, and she said that just wasn't her cup of tea. But I was fortunate. I met her at a time in her life when she and also Nell Harper Lee were willing to share some stories. This was a memoir, so this was not a biography. That was one thing I wanted to make clear. But it was a memoir, I hope, that gives people a glimpse of what their life was in Monroeville, of some of the things they wanted to set straight for the record. As it turned out, although we didn't know it at the time, I think it really became a chronicle of the last chapter of life as they knew it. For many years, Nell Harper Lee divided her time between New York City and their hometown of Monroeville, Alabama, taking the train back and forth, and shared Alice's home there in Monroeville when she lived there. And they were wonderful about inviting me to sort of join in a lot of their routines there, feeding the ducks and geese. And the places they like to go out to eat.
You know, you said that she said that writing a book wasn't her cup of tea, and it strikes me because it seems to me that each Nell Harper Lee and Alice Lee, they each knew what their cup of tea was in life, and they lived it.
You know, I think yes, I think they very much both approached their working lives with an appreciation of their father, of all kinds of things, but an especially keen appreciation for his sensibility. And it's reflected in both of their work lives, as different as they were.
Marja Mills, it was nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Great talking to you.